All right, 1380 WPHM. We've got a brand new feature starting today. Every Monday at this time, we're going to feature a Made in Michigan product, and we're not going to run out of them. There are so many great Michigan products, and we're going to start locally with Hantoon's Money, the mustard honey sauce. Mark Hanton is here. Good morning.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
Well, thanks for coming in. So tell us, take us way back to the beginning. How did this start?
Well, I've had the recipe forever.
Okay.
Well, more than 20 years.
All right.
And it's just a great sauce. I loved it. And then some local people tried it and said, man, you gotta produce this.
Uh-huh.
I started working on it, and I was told I couldn't trademark the name, and I kind of dropped it. And then I started again and figured out a way that I actually did just get the trademark.
Okay.
So we launched through Michigan State, worked through them last. We started in July and worked all the way through. It took us that long until March to launch.
Wow.
This year.
That's
so
amazing.
It's a long process.
It is a long process. I think a lot of people think, oh, I've got this great recipe or a gadget or a thing that I want to manufacture. I'm just going to start doing it. But you don't just start doing it. There's a whole process, isn't there?
Right, right. Especially if it's not under the cottage law. You have to have a commercial kitchen. You have to have nutrition testing. You have a lot of things you have to take care of.
What made you decide to keep going? Because a lot of people would hear that and say, oh, okay, well, I'm not going to do it. What made you decide you wanted to do it?
You know, I think the local entrepreneur program was a big help. Through the Roost to Matt Brooks and mm-hmm. Gordy. And they really kind of kept pushing me to go through it too. So that was nice because we had the Blue Water startups. So that kind of put some fire to keep it
right.
going. And just keeping it fun and small right now, but to go big later. And just keeping it a side thing, making money late at night, you
mm-hmm.
know, in the kitchen.
Nothing
so,
wrong with that.
Yeah.
See, I want to talk about the recipe a little bit. You said you've been doing this for about 20 years. This is unusual because a lot of people will tinker with a barbecue sauce or with a dry rub for meat or something. Are you a kitchen guy? Are you a foodie?
I mean, I like food, but not necessarily.
Right.
I just really like this sauce.
Yeah. What's unique about it?
It's, you know, it's different. It's the best. Well, we call it money mustard and honey
yeah.
versus honey mustard. Just,
yeah.
I mean, kind of marketing, but it's just the best honey mustard you're gonna try. It's
right.
got a little kick to it that you don't usually get in a
we'll
honey
try
mustard.
This right now.
And even people that say they don't like honey mustard like this sauce.
Oh, that's good. It does have a kick. What's the kick?
Horseradish, cayenne.
Okay.
Not a lot, but
mm-hmm.
just enough. The only people that don't like it are the people that hate horseradish, but
mm-hmm.
that's very few people.
Oh, that's really good.
We call it addictive sauce. It's that good.
Yeah. So this would be good with pretzels.
Pretzels, chicken, fish. I was talked into putting it on a steak, which I usually would never do, and
yeah.
it's amazing. I think it's the horseradish in there that makes it great on a steak.
I bet. This also goes to help support charity, too, doesn't it?
It does. About a month ago, a group reached out to us, a guy named Ashray Reddy, and they have a group called Meaningful Meals.
Mm-hmm.
And what they do is they want to really work on food scarcity. So what they reached out to me, and so 10% of our profits will go to food scarcity, and I get to choose where that goes. And I chose, because I work for the schools,
mm-hmm.
I chose that goes to the Backpack for Kids program, the Food for Kids on Fridays, Friday Food for Kids. So that's where that food will go, that money will go.
Talking with Mark Hanton with Hantoon's Money, I tell us about the name.
Wait, I mean, well, my dad is Hantoon, if anybody knows him from school. So, and he actually was one that was really kind of behind me in this. He goes, let's do this. And
yeah.
he's helped me in the kitchen. So that's his nickname. I've kind of taken it on with some people too. So, and that's where that comes from. We flip the honey mustard to mustard and honey,
mm-hmm.
like the old Kraft macaroni and cheese macaroni.
Macaroni
commercial,
there you
right?
go, right?
So we did that. And just to keep it fun, you know, so we hope to do some really fun marketing in the future with the money name. And
You're upfront about this being a Made in Michigan product. You've got Made in
yep.
Michigan stamped
yep.
on there. That's important to you. How come?
It is. I mean, born and raised here. And I think it makes a difference. There's a lot of great things happening in Michigan. Great things come out of Michigan. And it's a good thing.
So in the year that you've been doing this, how have you seen this business grow in terms of, like, where you've been shipping out to? Just what's your growth been like?
Right. Actually, surprisingly fast when we first started, because we started at Weekends Downtown and at the Country Style Marketplace.
Those are both places that have a lot of great Michigan products.
They do.
Yeah.
They do. And then some other people reached out to us at, so we're in Neiman's, we're in Vinkers, in Yale and Armada. So people kind of tasted the sauce and said, hey, we want this in here.
Mm-hmm.
So it kind of really started to get some traction, so we hope to keep that going.
What's your dream? What's the end goal here for?
The dream would be make it big, yeah, and go across the nation. Honey mustard, actually, the mustard business is a $3.2 billion industry right now.
Wow.
With yellow mustards and honey mustards kind of being the bigger part of it. So, you know, my 10-year retirement plan, maybe, you know. So,
what does it take to do that? What does it take to go from making this in your kitchen to getting it in local stores, getting it in other stores around Michigan, and then eventually making it a nationwide product?
Right. Well, and that's what has been the hard part. So that's my next step, is to figure out how to get into the next places.
Mm-hmm.
There's distributors. When you can get in with a distributor, that makes a difference, but you have to be able to sell the amount and then produce the amount. So it's mm-hmm. it's this, all right, chicken or the egg thing. Do I produce it first? Do I sell it first? You know, so it's going to be a while of just late nights sweating it out in the kitchen until I'm to that point where I can jump in with a distributor and they can go four states and then go to the next step.
Do you ship this out? Like if there's somebody saying, man, I really like this stuff. I've gotten it at Neiman's or somewhere locally, country style, and I want to ship this to my cousin in Nevada. How do you go about doing
that?
We do,
and that was a trick because it's heavy. It's a glass jar.
Yeah, yeah.
We purposely wanted that. And so we can ship it out, and we can do it online at handtunesmoney.com. And usually we ship out two at once just to make it make sense because it's $8 to ship something that heavy. It took a while to even get it down to that, to figure that out. So, yeah, we will ship out.
And you're making all this in your home now, right?
No.
Oh, okay.
All right. We have to have a commercial kitchen.
Okay.
It is not under the cottage law, so we have a commercial kitchen out in Kimball, Michigan. And do it there.
Yeah. Wow, this is fun. Did you ever in your wildest dreams think that this was going to be your life?
Never. No, I never. I mean, well, actually, I tried to actually sell the recipe 20 years ago to Casey Masterpiece, and
no kidding,
I didn't go through. And then I said, you know what, this is better anyway because this is something I'll create.
It's good stuff. It's fantastic and unique because, like you said, mustard is catching on. There's a big market mm-hmm. for mustard, but not huge. I mean, I don't know of anybody else that came up with a honey mustard recipe in their kitchen and is now selling it. You've got something
it's
unique
different.
Here.
Yeah,
it is,
it's
and different. It's different too. Absolutely, it's got that nice kick. Keep us posted on your success. We'll say we knew him when. It's Hand Tunes Money and available locally where?
In Port Huron at Weekends in a Little Something, and in St. Clair at Neiman's, mm-hmm. Fort Gratiot at the Country Style Marketplace. You can get it in Yale and Armada at Vinker's and at Weekends in Lexington.
And how do people connect with you online?
HandTunesMoney.com.
There you go. Mark Hanton, thanks a lot. Thanks for coming in.
Great,
being our first Made in Michigan Monday here on WPHM.